Police body camera footage has dramatically changed details surrounding a fatal police shooting of a man in Kensington. We talked about this a bit yesterday on Morning Edition. More from WHYY's gun violence prevention reporter Sam Searles.
Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw refuted the initial report, which claimed that 27-year-old Eddie Irizarry had both exited his car and lunged at police before being shot and killed.
But the body-worn camera footage made it very clear that what we initially reported was not actually what happened.
The updated release from police says that two officers, whose names are currently withheld, followed Irizarry as he drove erratically and then parked. Officer A alerted Officer 1 to a weapon in the car, and as Irizarry turned, Officer 1 shot into the car multiple times, causing fatal wounds. How the initial narrative came about is still under review. PPD officers have 72 hours after a shooting to report for an interview, and Officer 1 has not yet been questioned. Commissioner Outlaw said she understands public skepticism.
I understand the reticence. I understand folks not really being sure whether or not they should even trust what we're saying today because of what we said initially. But I'm hoping that they see that this is a genuine effort to do everything that we can to share what we know when we have it.
The updated press release calls the information, quote, preliminary and subject to change as the investigation continues, end quote. Sam Searles, WHYY News.